Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and we have a good one for you in studio today. And I'm just going to start by raising my hand and say, we got this amazing new setup in studio, 300 plus podcasts. You'd think I'd have it figured out by now. We get to start over halfway through that because I didn't hit record. Is what it is, right? But I'm so excited to have Eric Scott here. What we're going to be talking about today is the power of digital modeling to educate system-built construction. I love the word educate and digital modeling and what we call system-built construction, and we're going to unpack that through a lot of industry terms and a really cool video that Eric made that's about titled prefab, entitling and putting modular and all these different words together. And how this is going to benefit you is that we have a leader who has been using these tools in a big way, and he's going to unpack that for us. And so my perspective is, how do we match up the digital model with the physical products or the kit of parts that we're always talking about with lessons learned from a digital guru? And it's along the way, we're going to talk about the Art of Construction Master Facilitators Program that I'm honored to have Eric be in the ground floor of that, just like he's been on the ground floor of a lot of different things, of living the practice, of really understanding how can we build stuff quickly digitally to move it into the physical world. And we talked a lot about that, of getting a group of innovators together through the Art of Construction Master Facilitators to make that happen. Eric, it's such an honor to have you in studio today. Let's start off with the speed round and get to know you through, what is your favorite beverage?
Thanks so much, Devin, and I'm happy to be here. Favorite beverage is hands down a margarita. Love all types of margaritas.
Awesome. And tell us about a favorite place you've traveled.
I love the Caribbean. I love the, you know, we live in the most beautiful state, I believe, in the country. And, you know, from one luxury place to another, I love going to the beach. And so the Caribbean is a good spot that I love.
Awesome. Can you give us one story from doing that?
Yeah. Me and my wife, we went to St. Lucia back in 2004 when we got married. And at that time, I believe it was Hurricane Ivan that was rolling through. And while all Americans were fleeing the island, going to the airport, sitting there for hours, we kind of kicked back and with a bunch of Brits and was able to drink beer, watch the waves roll in, and just had the time of our lives.
From 2004 to almost 2024, that's pretty timely of all the climate change and hurricane hitting Florida as we speak.
Absolutely.
Today.
Yeah.
Of, you know, the days, some days can be long and the years are short, but that's why we do these podcasts, to put this all together, to say, how do we take these moments in time to leap forward? And that's what we're going to unpack today around system-built construction. First, what do you like to do outside of digital modeling in the construction arena that we passionately call the Art of Construction?
Yeah, I've always kind of been a tinkerer. I've always loved to, you know, build things. Grew up on, you know, a farm that there wasn't a store to just pick up a part. So how do you use what you have and put it together? You know, I think we all call it jerry rigging, but I think jerry rigging is my hobby.
That's cool. I like that. As a kid growing up in South Dakota, is a lot of that as well.
Yeah.
So I hear you. Well, what, Eric, honor to have you here today. What is your story that led you to starting and running Viz Graphics?
Yeah, honored to be here and be part of the Art of Construction. So, you know, as I said, I love to tinker. And I think, you know, building things, coming up with ideas. You know, when I was a kid, I always thought I would be an inventor. I quickly realized that I maybe didn't have the math skills to become that sort of mechanical engineer, but I understood how things went together and I could visualize them in my head. And the first time I was able to really bring what's out of my head into a digital form by 3D modeling in SketchUp, is it really just the light bulb went off. It's like, there's so many ways that we can utilize these tools. And so, you know, before I started Viz, I worked in architecture, from running prints to drafting to then design to being, you know, part of the lead team that we would 3D model every design before it went to the client. So we could understand, you know, how the roof goes together, what the elevations look like, and look at it in a 3D perspective, which we're all used to. Looking at black and white drawings, I think just even amongst us designers, it's hard to see it until you can put all those pieces together.
And so before you started Viz, where did you really practice and understand how to put all that stuff together?
Yeah, so, I was lucky enough to start at an architectural firm, Kephart Architects, when I was 19. And, just a quick shout out to the Kephart family. Condolences that Mike Kephart passed away this week. He was an innovator. He was ahead of his time. He pushed a lot of ordinances that I think a lot of builders are able to build today. I learned very quick. I was delegated to do a lot of heavy lifting with construction drawings and design. And how I integrated 3D into that process really helped us propel those designs forward so that the client could understand it, be comfortable with it, right down to the HOA, the planning meetings, the public hearings, and city officials, who we all know we have to get on our side early.
Awesome. So what does Viz stand for and what is Viz all about?
Yeah, so Viz is short for visualized graphics. Over the years, it's been, you know, kind of down to Viz graphics, and now everybody just refers to us as Viz. And Viz is all about creating computer-generated imagery, be it virtual tours, 3D renderings, 3D modeling. How do we create visual assets to make decisions, get everybody on the same page, and sell product?
Absolutely love it. And so today the journey we're going to go on is we're making a lot of new video and content in the Art of Construction umbrella, with launching the Master Facilitators and the IT House, and understanding how do we actually get to showcase and put this stuff together. And we've been doing a lot of conversation around storyboarding out to where when you know, everybody wants to be heard, but are people listening to the different parts, right? And to get it into these longer format conversations like the podcast, into short videos or clips that kind of show of the nomenclatures of what people call stuff, because I think we're in this brand identity crisis. And when you and I were talking and leading into the Master Facilitators, our first meetup, is you had launched a video on your LinkedIn platform, Eric Scott, titled Prefab, and it really got my attention because it was very well done, because you really storyboarded it out and you can go look at it to where, and then mapped out kind of how that kit of parts would work around titled Prefab and what we call System Built, that you branded Modular Builders Inc. And so today we're going to kind of unpack a little bit about that in more of a conversational format about why some of the stuff is so important in those clips. Does that sound good to you?
Sure, sounds great.
All right, so the first thing I really want to talk about is where you put this kind of stamp of approval, of the code approvals, which I think is a big part of where we all have to come and we have to meet in the middle to be able to change this in a good way, or changing codes around new methods of construction is very hard. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the biggest change we need to bring is how do we bring code officials and, you know, HOAs and folks that think modular construction, prefab, systems built is, you know, looks like a trailer park. I mean, we're able to now design, anything that we've done in history to be just as beautiful, just as aesthetically pleasing, and do it all in a way that's faster, and that can actually get people a home quicker. And so, you know, getting those code approvals, whether it be the state or your local jurisdiction, I think that is one of the biggest hurdles that we are pushing today.
Yeah, and the other term that I talk a lot about, and I have to live it better, is the riches are in the niches, right? Of what type of construction are you going to focus on? Because Eric, correct me if I'm wrong, if I just told you, said, okay, do a prefab video for every type of construction, and then I'm just going to offer every type of construction. Is that easy for you to put together?
It's complex, and each systems built way, be it modular, be it industrialized, be it panelized, they all have their challenges. And so, you know, we created this video to kind of give an overarching of what is, you know, prefab systems built, what are the terms that everybody's throwing around so that we can all sort of grasp it. And I think all of it's going to be needed in order to supply the demand of housing from affordable, you know, all the way up to each demographic is we need them all. And so I think this video really just kind of gives an overarching of unpacking each term and, you know, how it all comes together to create housing faster.
Totally agree. And one of the terms you hear about is like this grandiose master plan, but then it has to break down into the profit and loss statement of the different parts of the master plan working of different construction types of the hospital here. But then you have to have the school over there, but then the densities and all these different things. And that's where in the video, you guys have kind of digitized all of that to where now you can say, okay, I really want to own that portion of it. And that's what we're trying to do with the Art of Construction is to say, how do we come together in these digital sources of truth to where we can all do our part and our kit of parts within the master part? And that's what I loved, how you planted all the different single family duplexes, you know, big, all those different scale
of products.
Yeah,
right down to
a
city block, right? Yeah, and that's where, you know, we bring all these parts together. And, you know, typically with most of our projects, it's, well, this is the spec, this is the design, this is, you know, so we're working with 5 to 10 different consultants and bringing all that information into one visual. And I think that's what we wanted to accomplish with the prefab video is let's bring it all together so that folks can really understand this in a quick 2-minute video. And hopefully it gets the wheels turning about, oh, wow, I think, yeah, we can create different densities, master plan communities and things that we need to get smarter about. You know, our cities, we have less land. You know, infrastructure's an issue. So how do we plan all of this together? And it's got to be done digitally.
I totally agree with that. And so here's a part where I'm going to be a little bit of a disruptor because I've gotten to know Eric and he's very good at this kind of stuff. And, you know, we're always talking about pre-planning and we've done a lot of great work teeing up about what we really wanted to talk about. And we have a lot of really cool stuff down the pike that we're all working on to come together. But I'm going to hit you without a planned conversation of, yeah, Eric, this video is great, but I've paid and I've made these videos before. No one ever uses them or looks at them. That's just a waste of time. Why should I do it again after it didn't do anything for me in the past?
Well, I think things evolve. And so you gotta kind of revisit the past and see what you can do better, right? And you know, we've seen iterations throughout our tenure we designed ADUs 15, 16 years ago and it wasn't popular.
No, this is
then.
Brand new.
Oh, right. It's brand new, right? But it takes time for things to catch on. And so I feel like we got to start somewhere. And if something didn't work before, well, it's going to repeat itself and we're going to have to revisit it. And so how can we continue to make it better and evolve it? And again, that's what's great about a digital asset. I could pull a digital model that we created 15 years ago and bring it up to modern standards today. Utilize that, utilize all that we've done, but build on it. And
oh,
allow
wait,
others to build
the digital model would be easier to bring up to speed than just go back to the physical model that had no digital model and then say, how do we now redo the windows or redo something 20 years later? If you had the digital model, it'd be easier to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? It's so obvious, right?
Yeah.
But the part, go back of many podcasts where I like the founder of Alice Technologies, he's like, it drives me crazy when like the banking industry says, well, why is construction so slow to adopt? Well, banking is an Excel spreadsheet that's, you know, a bunch of formulas and figures.
Yeah.
Construction has so many things coming together to where the computational power has to be massive to make this stuff work. And now with all of the great stuff like platforms like the AOC IT House, we can come together through cloud services and powerful tools to where you can connect the field to the office through this thing in your pocket called an iPhone or whatever digital device to tie all this stuff together. And that's where I passionately believe we now need to take that stuff and break through the ceiling. But we do have to learn from the past. And that's why I really wanted to have you on the podcast, to say the day you walked into Kephart was very different than the day you left. But here you are as a business owner giving gratitude back to one of your mentors, because we have to really learn from those legacy people who push the envelope. And now it's our job as master facilitators to step up and make this thing happen. What's your take to that?
Absolutely. We got to train our, you know, the next generation. I think it's our duty to continue to push the envelope and use what we've learned in the past to educate the future. And that's what we can do with visuals. That's what we can do with technology, is bring all those parts together to educate people about possibilities and sustainability and why, you know, what's the why behind all of this stuff. And I think we can put a visual to that that people can instantly understand and learn from it.
I absolutely love that. And the other one, I just have to put you on the spot, since you stepped up and were part of it, of our first Art of Construction Master Facilitator Retreat. I think through, as I was facilitating, who I really wanted to be at this first group, and I really wanted somebody who really lived and understood the digital modeling, that you could sit in a group of engineers and developers and supply chain and different partners to bring your perspectives. And I remember you asking a lot of clarifying questions, like, why really should I attend this? What am I going to get out of this? And I commend you for doing that. And I'd love to put you on the spot and say, from that, did you get what you wanted out of that? And as that, you know, kind of launching it for the podcast and the kindling, what's your take on being of others who may want to say, hey, I'm intrigued about the master facilitators?
Yeah, it was great to be a part of that retreat, to learn from everybody in one room, to have all these minds collaborating together, and to just, you know, sit there as a fly on the wall to listen to the experience. I mean, we just talked about, you know, visiting the past. And I think everybody in that room had somebody in their corner that they had learned from and that they were pushing the envelope, be it, you know, IT, you know, framing, architecture, you know, windows and doors, all the things that make up a structure, make up a dwelling that we all live in today. So my biggest take was just learning from everybody and taking that back to, you know, kind of unpack that myself and figure out, how can we be of benefit to everybody in that room? How can we create things that we can all, you know, tie into and push the needle forward?
Awesome. Well, thanks for the kind words and being part of the ground floor of what we're doing, of taking Art of Construction to the next level. What is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Yeah, I think we hear a lot about digital twins today, right? And so how do we create something digitally that can be carried throughout the process all the way to construction? And so, you know, having that digital twin that can be touched by, you know, architecture, engineering, and then, you know, possibly I see in the future, how can that then break down the components of each of the, you know, homes or structures, be it windows and doors, be it the wall framing, you know, the fixtures inside? How can everybody take away from this digital twin and, you know, price things out, make decisions? And I see that's where the future is going, that we're all going to be able to collaborate in these models from any point on earth with a internet connection, that we can all log in and make changes to this one structure, so that when it's finally built, that it is on point with everybody's decision making throughout the process.
I totally agree with you, but I'm also going to challenge you a little bit there, is that it gets a challenge of who's going to pay for that and whose intellectual property is that. And that's where we are breaking down these barriers through the AOC IT House of coming together to say, and why I wanted to have you on this is the go-giver philosophy. If you made that video as a foundation for others to brand and build that out, right? It's that digital kit of parts that could be a lot of different things, but then you have to have a platform where you can come in and unpack that to say, our time is not free.
Right.
And what we do has to get rewarded. And we're all trying to figure that out every day to add value, to be better stewards of the art of construction, but also move up the ladder, right?
That's an interesting question, because it's always been a part of, you know, what is the value of viz and what we create? Who owns that work? And we've fought really hard to maintain the copyright licenses of our work, even though, you know, it ultimately ends up in a lot of different places. Some of our work ends up being public domain through the Building America programs. You know, a lot of it becomes the builder, but the how we create that work and how we do what we do, that is what, you know, we claim as our own and how we do it.
And it's all being more of this open book of like, what is cost plus of making sure, if we're going to all come together through the art of construction, is this is what it costs, plus this is what I need to get out of it, and kind of open up the book, which is kind of how general contracting has really changed, especially in certain construction types, back to the conversation of types of, you know, really opening the book to where the end user of the building understands the how that all is going to get broke down. Because if they really understand, and if they pay a little bit more to do a good digital model, you can use it as a maintenance model or all kinds of really cool stuff that
Absolutely.
We can unpack over time. Or right now it's like this rush to, in Colorado, it's the ADU went from you couldn't even build an ADU to now they're looking at doing incentive funding for homeless and different things. So it's this rush, hurry up and wait, to where you have, it's really hard to do it that way. You have to do it the right way, and that's what we're trying to build. As we close this thing out, Eric, thank you so much for jumping in and really being a founding member of the Art of Construction Master Facilitators program and putting all this energy into it from the podcast Kindling. But what is the one thing as a master facilitator through the Art of Construction platform that you want to leave our builders and affiliates to think about to go out there and crush it and grow their business?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, I think everybody kind of understands renderings, and, you know, they watch HGTV today and think, oh, look how quick that came together, right? That I would leave, you know, folks with seeing is believing, and you got to be able to get people on the same page, be it your team, be it the person you're selling to, and so take another look at why creating things digitally, why promoting things much sooner than construction will help you and your team get through the process better, will help the folks that you propose it to make decisions faster and push it forward.
Well said. Seeing is believing, but I'd also leave you with this, Tribe, is that feeling is actually executing. And then when you execute, and that feeling of the false summit of going from digital to physical, and it's actually under budget and in line, that is how you do the next project. And that's what these tools are, the foundational elements to move this thing forward. And we can't wait to have all these different projects that you have so many digital kit of parts. Let's all come together and go to the website, join the Master Facilitators Movement, where we can all come together and get that digital kit of parts to marry up with the physical kit of parts. Because the word digital twin is definitely a foundational element, but the code officials may need a different digital model than if you're in a lawsuit or the end user or the designer, right? So we have to all come together as master facilitators to the right source of truth. Eric, thank you so much. We'll put links to the video in the show notes to go check out, as well as how to join the Master Facilitators program. Thank you so much for joining and sharing your story.
Thanks again for having me. It was great to be here.
Awesome. Crush it out there, Tribe.